This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time now here on RNIB Connect Radio to find out more about glaucoma stents, which I believe are there to help with draining extra fluid that may have built up in someone's eye. Joining me now is Leon Wu, consultant ophthalmologist from Manchester Royal Eye Hospital, who is also a member of the Glaucoma UK Clinical Advisory Panel, who is going to explain a bit more about glaucoma stents and how they do help people who have glaucoma. Hello, Leon, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, thank you for having me.
So firstly, Leon, are glaucoma stents something that's been around for a while, or is it fairly new?
Glaucoma stents in the UK has actually been around since about 2009 to 2010. So it's actually around about 14, 15 years now. So it's not really that new, although it's still something that is being taken up gradually by a lot of glaucoma specialists in the UK.
How do glaucoma stents actually work, and do they help with all types of glaucoma?
So overall in glaucoma, as you previously said, most people have some buildup of pressure. So the eye produces fluid and is drained away naturally at the drainage channel inside the eye. In a lot of patients, the drainage channel don't function so well. So then over time, they build up fluid and they build up pressure, which cause damage to the vision. So the stents, the idea is that these are very, very small titanium stents, some of the smallest implants in a human body. And we put it into the drainage channel to bypass some of the obstruction to allow the fluid to go back into your drainage system to lower your pressure. So that's how these stents work. And it's been around, like I said, for 14, 15 years now. And the idea kind of came from cardiologists when the cardiac surgeons has been bypassing coronary artery and putting stents in. And it's the same sort of technology. So it's not very, very new, but now we have the technology to make those stents very, very small and put it inside the eye into the drainage channel to help to lower pressure.
And after having the stents sort of put in, what happens to people's vision if they have glaucoma? Does it sort of improve things or does it sort of stabilize things?
So it's about stabilization, really. I mean, sadly, with glaucoma, it's one of those things that is a condition that we don't make anybody see any better. But the idea is that if we can lower the pressure, we stop people from losing vision. So glaucoma stents are primarily being implanted at the same time as patient coming in for cataract surgery. So that's where the big opportunity is, and that's where all the clinical trial and all the comparison study is done. So lots of our glaucoma patient tends to be on the older population. So a huge amount of glaucoma patient do have concurrent cataract, which is a cloudiness in your lens. So in our glaucoma patient who may be taking one or two or three glaucoma eye drops, they need cataract surgery. This is when we come in, not only we do the cataract surgery, but because when we're in the eye already, we take that opportunity to implant some of these glaucoma stents into your drainage channel. And the beauty is the fact that we're already there, so it kind of adds a minute or two to the actual operation, and it has such a low risk profile that it's not really have any added risk to the actual cataract surgery. And with they had lots and lots of clinical trial to show that when you do add a stent to the cataract surgery, it gives you that extra pressure lowering effect. And a lot of patients can get better pressure. They may be able to come off some of that glaucoma drops. So then it helps them in that way that you reset the clock a little bit so they're not on so many medications. So that's certainly one of the big benefits, is to reduce the medication load of these patients. And when we ran these clinical trials over a period of time, like 5 years and so forth, then we see some other benefits coming through, so that not only patients have a better pressure, they have less medication, and we find that patient tends to get worse slower. So the field of visual loss becomes slower when they've had some of these stents put in. We find that a patient needed to be reviewed less often in an outpatient clinic, probably because the pressures are better controlled. And now some of these data suggesting the quality of life of the patient seems to reportedly to be better. So patients actually feel that their eyes feel better. they're more comfortable. And even things like driving, even though they've got the same level of vision as other patients who's had cataract surgery, but because of the stents, because of the reduced need for topical eye drops and medication and all the potential side effects, patients often feel, even things like driving, they feel more confident. So now we're seeing lots of benefits of these stents by lowering the pressure and reducing the medication load.
And is it a fairly, I suppose, easy and non-invasive kind of procedure? Will patients not really sort of notice it's being done?
Absolutely. And I think that the stents is the start of this whole group of surgery that will become minimally invasive glaucoma surgery, right? And it is exactly what it says on the tin. The idea is that it offers minimal risk to the patient and giving you some benefits. And the idea is that it's a quick add-on. All these stents that we have are made of titanium completely. And titanium stents has been in the human body for a long time, not only in cardiology, but titanium has been used in hip joints and so forth. We know that it's rather inert. It doesn't cause much problem. Completely safe. If you go through airport, you know, metal detectors, MRI scan, perfectly okay. And then the patient don't feel them at all. So for us, it's a quick add-on to give us the benefit of reducing medication load, stabilizing the pressure. And we even have data to show that patients who's received the stent are 3 times less likely to need subsequent bigger glaucoma operations. So we're preventing people from getting worse and preventing them to need a bigger operation in the future. So now we do see a huge amount of benefit coming from these rather tiny little stents.
And if people sort of might be thinking, well, actually, it would be good for me to have glaucoma stents inserted. How do they go about it? Do they have to be referred from their GP to their eye consultant and that kind of thing?
I mean, fortunately, in the UK, we're pretty good with technology like this, been around for 14, 15 years. So we've had lots of educations right across the board. And I would like to think that now, compared to when we first started 15 years ago, now I think the majority of glaucoma specialists in this country knows and understands and performs some of these stents. And I think the important things is that I think most patients would be offered, especially when they're coming in for cataract surgery. So I think if you are a glaucoma patient who takes some eye drops and going in for a cataract operation, provided that you're reasonably straightforward, simple glaucoma, what we call open angle glaucoma, taking 2 or 3 drops, then if you're coming in for cataract surgery, often you will be offered to have one of these stents put in at the same time. And often it's the other way around. The patient kind of feel like, what are these stents for? But if you weren't particularly offered, I think it's reasonable to ask your glaucoma specialist, is this something that would benefit me? And if it is it something that's available locally in your trust? And I do think that most places do offer them. The only sort of places that may not currently is because in the national health, a lot of the cataract surgery is being provided now on the national health through some of the private provider, where they do a very good job but provide a very high volume, short waiting time cataract surgery. That's perfectly okay, but these units don't offer some of these glaucoma stents that has an added benefit for glaucoma patients. So if you're a glaucoma patient having cataract surgery, then it's worthwhile maybe speaking to your GP and said, I understand that some of these stents are available and where I'm being referred to for my cataract, will they look after that side of it? Would they provide these stents? If not, maybe refer them to a cataract or to a glaucoma unit where they can assess the glaucoma and the cataract together a bit more thoroughly.
Leon, finally, if listeners would like to find out more about glaucoma stents and maybe a little bit more about Glaucoma UK, where can people go to find out more?
I think Glaucoma UK is definitely probably the most unique, comprehensive source of information. And I think that is much better than using the Google and looking up things on the internet. That even nowadays, you know, that is still a little bit hit and miss in terms of the accuracy. And so I think people should visit Glaucoma UK. It's been around for many, many years and is the only dedicated sort of charity for people with glaucoma. So if you go on the website, you'll be able to find Glaucoma UK very easily, tons of information. And I think that will be the place to get to know more about glaucoma, but know more about innovations, which Glaucoma UK is always supporting, and also know something about these stents that's available. So If people want to contact Glaucoma UK, you can go through their website, which is glaucoma.uk. And then also they have a helpline that people are very welcome to ring for more information. And the number for the helpline is 01233 648170.
Well, Leon, thank you very much indeed for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about glaucoma stents.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.